In the masquerade ball called life, we all wear disguises, some more dramatic than others, some appealing, some not. We turn ourselves inside out, trying to present a picture to the world that we imagine serves our interests. Kyla Hannington put her costume on many years ago. It has given her plenty of trouble and a few gifts. Her essay this morning is called My Life in a Fat Suit.
When I was 11, I was the victim of a violent attack by four older girls and two 16-year-old boys. More traumatic than physically damaging, the attack left me feeling vulnerable and afraid, as though I would never again be safe. So I tried to hide inside myself. I took refuge in food, insulated myself in fat. I wanted to be large enough to be physically intimidating and somehow also large enough to disappear. I am not here. This is not me. Life as a chubby teenage girl wasn't particularly delightful. I wasn't particularly delightful either. I was one of those surly girls with greasy, tangled hair who walked around wearing oversized men's shirts, frowning. One year, I missed a family ski trip to Colorado because I didn't want to be weighed for the ski rentals. But I never gave that as a reason to my parents. Instead, I just told them gruffly I didn't want to go. They went without me. I sat at home and felt angry and lonely and isolated, hating a world that made it so hard to be a fat girl. The world did make it hard to be a fat girl. I sullenly compounded the problem. My weight mortified me. When I finished high school, I started a vigorous exercise routine, and I set off from my apartment each evening for a 4-mile loop of fast-paced walking down the highway. And each evening, without fail, university boys passing in cars would yell, "Cow!" out their windows at me. Left alone on the roadside as the cars disappeared from view, I was full of impotent rage. I couldn't defend myself to them, couldn't scream at them as I so desperately wanted to do. Instead, I raged at the person who was still there, the woman whose fault all of this was. If I didn't eat so much, those frat boys wouldn't moo as they sped off into the night. Since then, I have learned to have more of a sense of humor, and I have also discovered that time is the great healer. I feel a lot less abnormal as a heavy 35-year-old single mother, and I have long known that while I put on weight as a direct result of having been attacked as a child, I kept putting it on because I really like to eat. I have even learned to see myself not primarily as a fat woman, but a glorious one. Maybe I have to be this big to house all this personality. Still, I think about shedding this suit. Usually I think about it when I'm doing something like going to the doctor for a physical or skinny dipping. When I worry not about my breasts being seen in public, I worry about someone accidentally seeing my legs. In moments like these, it seems this all has gone far enough. I would like to be more healthy. I would like, just for fun, just for a social experiment, let's say, to be a hot woman. In spite of all of my fears, I haven't had much trouble in the romance department, but I wonder what it would be like to be the sort of woman who men fall for not despite her physical appearance, but because of it. What would it be like to be the sort of woman who drives men mad with desire? I sit in my living room with my children, and I think about this. If I were a hot woman, I think, I would get a babysitter. I would embark on a series of affairs. I would be scandalous. It would be the burden I would have to nobly bear. And while I think about this, while I think about all the fun I might be having if I were a different sort of woman, my telephone rings. It's my friend B, 60 and adorable, whose husband, suddenly ill after some 30 years of marriage, has just hurt her. She has fled from him into the night wearing her blue jeans and a bra, and she calls to see if it would be all right, do I think, if she comes for a sleepover. I tell her we've just been sitting here hoping she'd stop by. And while we wait for her, the girls and I make up the bed with fresh sheets and put the coffee on. B and I talk long into the night until at last she sleeps well. I sit downstairs in my living room and wonder, if I were the woman I dream of being, would I have been home on a night like this? Alone? Because it is in this life. This life in which I am a fat single mother who has embarked on not even one wild affair. It is in this life that I have this friend B, that I am home to receive her. How many lovers is that worth? How many men would need to fall madly in love with me to give up being here with warm banana bread on a night when someone needs it? I don't know that I want to stay fat much longer. I think I've probably learned about as much from it as I ever will. But looking back on all these years, those difficult, sullen teenage days, those days in which I dated whoever would have me rather than whoever I would have chosen for myself, those missed ski trips, all the raging I did at myself about things over which I had no control, I get it. I get that regardless of whether or not other people sold me short, and some did and some lovingly did not, I sold myself short on many days for many years. But because I have from time to time sold myself short, and because I have decided that this Kyla who is fat is not a scandalous woman, I was home, and my door, it was open. For the Sunday edition, I am Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.